Like everyone else, I have my share of anxiety dreams. Since I'm a retired academic, most of them are of that variety. I dream of showing up for a class where there's an exam that I've forgotten to study for, or that I have forgotten a class I was supposed to teach. I finally catch up with the students 12 weeks later and find them marooned in the classroom waiting for me and nearly starving to death. It must be the same for other retirees. Retired plumbers must dream of a leak that they missed that submerged the entire city of Akron, Ohio. Or perhaps a retired fashion designer dreams about a dress that she devised that was so fragile that it was returned to all the stores after just one wearing in tatters. Years ago, I asked an octogenarian graduate of a major Midwestern research university what he had learned in his long life. He paused and said he wished he'd taken more courses when he was a young man in hydraulics. I can't imagine what that guy's anxiety dreams must be like. This is Tom McBride, and that's my perspective.